to the Beef Watch podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch podcast, we're going to give a precipitation outlook for the rest of April, May, and June. And to discuss this topic, I'm joined today by Dr. Eric Hunt, who's an agricultural meteorologist and climate resiliency extension educator based in the School of Natural Resources at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, Aaron. Good to see you, or good to talk, chat with you.
Yeah, Dr. Hunt, this is the first time we've had you on the Beef Watch podcast. So just give us a little background on yourself and how you got to where you are today.
Sure. I'll appreciate it. Hopefully it's not the last time you're on the Beef Watch podcast. Just for full disclosure, I do run the Crop Watch podcast. So I try to put out a weekly weather outlook and update most every week. Some weeks it's Thursday, some weeks it's Fridays. Occasionally it doesn't get posted if I get really swamped with other stuff during those 2 days. In terms about myself, a native of this part of the country, bounced around. I was growing up, did my bachelor's in meteorology at University of Oklahoma, then moved back up to this region, went to UNL for my master's and PhD. And technically it was natural resources sciences. The curriculum I went through was more of the traditional ag meteorology, ag climatology program that they used to have here. I guess they maybe still kind of do in some ways, just not called that anymore. So, at heart, I am a climatologist. I care very deeply about weather impacts to agriculture. I mean, my experience is probably closer to that of cropping systems, but clearly I have a deep appreciation for impacts to livestock, including, I'm including cattle and swine and poultry and turkeys and, anything else that would be somewhat domesticated is in there. I mean, I care deeply about the impacts to or ecological systems as well. So hopefully that's a good enough intro for you.
Yeah, no, that's great. So the reason I asked you on, as you're well aware, as we think about precipitation in Nebraska for rangeland, pasture, forage production, the period that's right ahead of us is really critical. April, May, June precip is major driver of forage production. Mm-hmm. That correlated with optimum temperatures. So just wanted to get your perspective on what you see from a climate outlook standpoint in terms of what we might expect as we move through the rest of April into May, and then, really June as being a big driver of forage production.
Sure. Let me just start off with some good news about where we are currently across the state. In terms of drought, we now have a little bit less than 20% of the state in actual drought, and about, if you count drought at a normal dryness, we're right around 30%. Now, granted, that's still 30% more than I would like to see, but that is significantly better than it was last year at this time or 2 years ago this time. And our main area of the state where we have our rangeland and forage productions are, generally speaking, not in abnormal dryness or drought. So a lot of places have seen significant improvement in the last year. Some places in the sand hills and northern part of the panhandle have been quite wet here in the last 2 or 3 weeks. So that's all good. In terms of where I think we're going, I would say the pattern that we've had for most of the last, I'd say, 2 or 3 weeks, it looks like it's probably going to continue in some form or fashion, meaning that we are going to kind of alternate between mid to upper level ridging, which should bring us the warmer, sunnier days, and stronger troughing systems that we coming in from the west and southwest. That's going to bring us the chances of precipitation, the severe weather. To this point, I would say the southwestern corner of the state, where I know we have some rangeland, has generally been missing out on the moisture in the last, say, month and a half. And I think that is getting to be a concern. So, I mean, just in terms of things I like looking at for analysis, VegDry, which is a tool that was developed here in conjunction with some other agencies quite a few years ago by my PhD advisor, Brian Wardlow. But, if you take a look at that, it does show that there is some mild or maybe even moderate levels of vegetation stress in, say, like Chase and Dundee counties and Hitchcock County. So again, I think that to me is a little concerning to see that this early. As we had the month of May, by that point, as we turn the calendar to May, I had to start looking out at, the forecast products that actually show precipitation potential in the month of May and into June, which granted, I really like looking at things like CFSV2. The European model has a pretty good seasonal forecast. It's I could take a look at it and say, yeah, that kind of makes sense is based on what we're seeing with projected trends of ENSO and other things. All that's to say, what it's showing is the month of May being relatively wet across pretty much the entire state and most of the, I would willing to classify it as the Central Plains, High Plains region, which would also include western Kansas down in Oklahoma and up into the western part of the Dakotas. I hope that comes to fruition, A, just because, you know, that moisture in Nebraska would be very beneficial for, you know, continuing the decent moisture we've seen a lot of this in the state for helping increase the forest production and helping, you know, ease any remaining stress that there's, you know, that we had from the drought that kind of was in place for, in part, for 3 years across a lot of west central and western Nebraska. But I would say, just as a word of caution, this is more based down in Kansas and I'd say like northwestern Oklahoma. Models have been, in recent weeks, have been fairly bullish on that area picking up precipitation if they haven't been receiving. So when I see this forecast of wet for, say, the southern part of the High Plains, I am a little skeptical that that is actually going to come to fruition. Maybe it will. Hopefully it does, because they are starting to head the wrong way with regard to surface moisture and with regard to drought. I think in our area, I think, you know, if you take out that southwestern corner, if the wet forecast doesn't verify, as long as it's not dry, I think, you know, we're probably okay. Heading into the month of June, the signal that I'm seeing from the models is not, is relatively weak. It's not particularly bullish on it being wet. It's not particularly bullish on it being dry. I don't know if you're interested too much in temperature. And I think that might be more of, I don't know if it's a concern, but I feel a little bit more confident on the projected warmer temperatures that we're likely to see in the growing season this year, maybe compared to, say, last summer when we generally were at average or maybe a little cooler outside of a couple of really, really intense spells of heat.
So I guess what I hear you saying is short term looks like pretty decent chances of moisture for many parts of the state as we move through the rest of April into May.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And I think in particular, I think, you know, parts of eastern Nebraska were a little short on moisture here up until this last system. I think just looking at model runs this morning, they've been fairly consistent about bringing in about two or three different systems between now and the end of the month. All three of them would have the potential to give pretty much everybody a shot at moisture, and some places could get pretty good moisture. Now, again, at 10 days out, I don't necessarily take everything really literally. What I'm looking for, though, are more just trends. Are we seeing at least potential for systems to move in the state that would generate precipitation? And are we seeing trends in places that are more likely to see more precipitation than others? For example, the system that just, you know, has kind of moved down now, but affected us earlier in the week, the artificial intelligence model that the European Center has really did a great job of picking up on this system early. It also is picking up on the cold front and troughing that's coming in from the north and northwest tonight and tomorrow. It picked up on that about 3 days earlier than any of the other modeling centers that I you know, I'm going to say that I look at more regularly. So the good news is I think that is giving us, at least so far, it's been giving us 2 or 3 days extra lead time in trying to identify broader synoptic features. You know, if that continues in the summer, you know, then I think that's going to be the first thing I start looking at. Like, okay, what's this thing saying? Because I do think it's giving us some lead time, but I'm kind of rambling here. But my point is that I do think most of the state, and particularly the areas where we have a lot of grassland and forest production, I think there is a pretty good chance of people picking up at least another inch and a half, 2 inches of moisture for the rest of the month total.
Well, that would be great news if that comes to fruition. As I said earlier, that's just a pretty critical time as we think about getting grass growth started. And so precip in late April, May really are big drivers for us in terms of forage production. You mentioned temperature, and I think that's the other thing that in terms of just evaporation rate and grass growth, if we can avoid getting real hot real early, it sure helps us out. You mentioned maybe a little warmer temperatures looking at for late May, early June than when we looked at maybe would have last year. Is that accurate?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not projecting major heat. Just based on what I've seen from the seasonal forecast outlooks from the dynamic models, and just based on past precedent years where we've seen a transition from El Nino into neutral and La Nina, we have tended in places east of the Rockies to be somewhat above average. Now, in this part of the country, I'm classifying from the western part of the High Plains all the way kind of through about the central part of the Corn Belt. So I'm talking more than just Nebraska. But the warmer temperatures have generally been weighted much more strongly toward warmer minimum temperatures as opposed to any really prolonged heat waves. Now, again, I'm not saying we couldn't have some really hella stretches of heat, just across the board in the summer. The way I'm interpreting this is based on other years that we think might have a similar, that they might be similar to. They generally were a little bit warmer at night kind of everywhere in this region, which I know can certainly has an impact on crop production. It probably can have an impact on grass production, particularly, it could be, would affect any C4 grasses that we have in the state probably a little bit more than, it might affect them differently than the C3 grasses and so on and so forth. Again, I think we'll be kind of alternating between relatively warm and some, more not cold after we get through this next 3 or 4 days. I think we're probably done with anything really cool for a while, but I anticipate us kind of oscillating between somewhat mild and probably slightly below average for most of the next month or so, until we maybe move into a somewhat different type of upper air pattern that we've been currently seeing. But I think historical precedent would show that as we move into deeper into June, certainly once again in July and August, that we would probably not have as many cool nights. I think last summer we benefited from having a mostly cooler July. June wasn't too bad. And actually, in western Nebraska, June was actually fairly cool because of just the sheer amount of rain and extra cloud cover compared to normal. So I'm not anticipating that again this year.
Yeah, you mentioned the Rockies a little bit ago, and I guess being on the western side of the state, snowpack there in terms of just runoff and reservoirs. But then I would also say just getting moisture into the air to generate some thunderstorms as we move, late May, June. As you look at snowpacks, what's your outlook there?
Sure. So, I got some good news here, and that is the snowpack in the central Rocky. So the, what I would call more of the source regions for like the North Platte, some of the other rivers that move into the, plains region of the country, they're about where you normally would think. So for earlier in the winter, they were short. And I got to be honest, there was a period of time there about 3 months ago where the panhandle wasn't getting much moisture and the Rockies were not getting as much snowfall that I was concerned that we were headed for a spring and summer where we were going to have less water flow than normal coming in, which, it's been the case too many times the last 5 years. The good news, though, is that area did start picking up more snowfall later in the winter. And right now, the basins that most directly feed into western Nebraska are kind of right around the long-term median. So I think the water coming in this year should be what you probably would expect. It's not going to be a lot of extra water coming in this year. And, depending on how warm that area gets, in the later part of the spring would determine how quickly that all melts off. But I anticipate relatively normal amounts of water coming into the rivers. And in terms of locally sourced moisture, I think the good news is that starting from about not quite this point last year, certainly, from early mid-May on, a lot of western north central Nebraska have generally been getting relatively good precipitation. So there is better, a lot deeper soil moisture. So there is a local source of moisture. So if you do get weak cold fronts and short waves that come through that are, aren't necessarily like the big honking storms that can, bring up precipitation over hundreds of miles. But, sometimes these little short waves, if they actually have a decent source of moisture, that means, in theory, means more moisture in the atmosphere, which can produce more widespread thunderstorms. So, it can be a positive feedback cycle in the sense that dry can get dry and wet can get a little bit wetter. So the fact that a lot of these areas are a little bit wetter and have a somewhat reserve of soil moisture, I think would lend itself to be more favorable for thunderstorm development as we head into the early part of the summer. I don't know how deep in the outlook you're wanting for me to get, because my news as we head into the later part of the summer and the fall is probably not as good.
Well, let's go ahead and touch on that. I think that is a little bit of a concern looking at some of the NOAA weather data in terms of outlooks. It looks like kind of a switch flips as we get through mid to late June.
Yeah. And again, so that shows up in the dynamic models fairly consistently. Now, they're not all necessarily showing like a significant drought forming in the High Plains region. But as I mentioned, you know, if you go from about the very far southwest quarter of Nebraska, especially once you get into Kansas, northwest Oklahoma, we are starting to see drought development develop or re-intensify or to some degree intensify again in that region. Maybe at this point, it's a little bit more slowly than it would be in the summer because the thermal component hasn't been as strong. But I do think there is concern that some of the existing drought that's outside of our area maybe will be growing into it. And there is definitely some precedent as we transition to La Nina that we do tend to be drier, particularly in the western half of the state. I think eastern Nebraska, that's a little bit more of a crapshoot on moisture. There's, you know, some models are showing it staying reasonably, maybe not wet, wet, but at least getting reasonable precipitation through at least the good portion of the summer, then drying out in the fall. Some historical precedent would also, again, would also suggest places like Scotts Bluff and Hyannis and Chadron and Mullen, North Platte, probably being a little drier than average in the summer. I would certainly would expect May, you know, the end of the summer next year to probably be a little drier than this past summer. Now, hopefully it's not to the extent of 2020 or 2022. I don't think it would be quite that bad, but I, you know, again, I would not anticipate it being as wet this next end of this next summer into the fall as we probably had this last year.
Dr. Hunt, anything else you'd like to highlight on this today?
You know, I what's, you know, again, I think my prognosis, the prognosis right now for moisture, I think looks pretty good the next 6 weeks. I don't think it looks that bad through early summer. And I don't know that I would say what I'm seeing in this, you know, the later part of the summer, it's not alarming. It's drier. But then again, you know, drier, you know, I don't know. The magnitude of that is a little uncertain. I mean, even the, you know, the signal is a little bit uncertain, but I think that there is more consensus on the directional signal being dry in the High Plains region this summer. And, you know, so I mean, I do think there could be some issues later in the year if we, you know, maybe start having some mild pasture stress from some drier conditions. What'd be more concerning for me is if, you know, we do have a very dry fall, which is right now is kind of the projection, which, you know, again, I think there's definitely some truth in that. But I also taking out the grain of salt doesn't mean that everybody's going to be just bone, bone dry in the fall. I just, that would be a somewhat possible, probable outcome. You know, we may be setting ourselves up, though, for next year being maybe on a razor's edge of not having the moisture that we need. But, you know, again, I think for the next 6 weeks or so, I think things look pretty good. And I think the good thing is that because we have had at least a lot of places that where we have the grass production have been wetter in the last, say, 9 to 12 months, at least periodically during that time, that we have a better reserve of moisture to work with than we've had in several years. So I think that we could, that would give us a little stay of execution as we go into the season. We do get a bit drier at some point. So that's kind of what I have, and hopefully that's useful information.
Really appreciate you joining me today, and appreciate your outlook.
Yep. Thanks very much, Aaron.
Well, for more information on Dr. Eric Hunt, you can find him in the School of Natural Resources there. Again, his contact information can be found at that website.